And they stay there. And they say yeah. And they say there. Cause all I do is scream, scream, scream. And if you going in, put your hands in the air.
Chris going in on the verse, cause I never been defeated and I won't stop now. Woo! Keep your hands up, get them in the sky for the homies that ain't making it, my folks locked down. I never went nowhere, but they saying loot is back. Blame it on that contour, the hood call it loot a yak. And I'm on this foolish track, so I spit my foolish flow. My hands go up and down, down. Like strippers' booties go.
Yeah, baby! That's right. You're listening to a championship producer. A championship broadcaster, kind of, not really, because I don't broadcast much. And usually if I do, it's not factually correct. But I'm getting a ring, baby. I'm seeing how much a ring is. Do they do rings in hockey? I think they do rings in hockey. They do rings in every sport, I'm assuming. But I'm getting a ring, all right? You're looking at a championship producer on a championship station, all right?
What are you doing, dude?
Well, I'm telling everyone I'm going to get a ring.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, what were you doing?
I was putting clips of the show up on our YouTube page today.
Love that.
Miami560WQM, so you guys can get it in bite-sized form if you guys want. All of our Cats fans going crazy.
Yeah.
And, of course, the most important segment today, me always believing in Carter Verhaeghe.
Okay. Okay. We'll see about that.
Headlines are brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford.
We know trucks.
What a time.
You know what? I don't have that in me.
What? Have what?
To the wiggle room.
Oh.
Like, if I say something or I believe something, I'm taking a stand right then and there, and I'll just admit I'm wrong.
Well,
you know, do not.
You are not the 2024 Miami New Times Best Sports Radio Personality of the Year, Leroy.
Okay.
I am.
What year was
2024?
That?
Yeah, that's right.
That's this year. When did they announce that?
No, he's
today.
Lying.
Okay.
Hold on. You got it like 12 times.
Doesn't matter. Did Michael Jordan get sick of rings? Did Dwayne Wade get sick of rings? You going to tell Matthew Tkachuk to be satisfied with one? I love how she thinks I'm lying, too.
I'm checking it.
Go ahead.
I am.
Go ahead. It's right here, JP. Come on over.
Come on.
That's a real website. Look at that.
Come on. Yep. Miami New Times.
What do you want to say to the people?
You're really good at Photoshop.
Oh, is that? I don't know.
Well, congratulations,
now I'm on their website.
Brendan.
No,
thank you.
Again, this is
all your shenanigans.
This is the one where you go all the way down there to the thing.
Look at this.
That's right.
June 25th, Best Sports Radio Personality, Brendan Thomas
on Stanley Cup Day. We both raised the cup.
Calls.
Man,
yeah, they
look
do.
At that.
Look at that.
Can I read this?
Sure.
Leroy.
To say the man.
And his sidekick.
The myth. The absolute South Florida AM sports radio legend, Brendan Tobin, continues to outwork the competition, would be an understatement.
That's true.
He's going above and beyond to ensure he laps all corners. Between his midday show airing from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on WQAM 560 with co-host and former NFL star running back.
Oh, I got a star.
Star running back, Leroy. Love that.
That's capital R thing.
People capital R.
Damn capital R.
Leroy Horde. To his wildly popular late-night YouTube video streams. Those are wildly popular. Brendan is burning the candle at both ends while also finding time in the middle to be knowledgeable
and
on
to
all
be married.
Things boxing and martial arts. With a career in local radio spanning more than a decade, Tobin has cemented himself as a local legend with a voice fans hope to hear for many more decades. From pulsed whale calls. Let me get one of those real quick. When the Miami Heat were rumored to be after a star player to his hilarious Marlins Macho Man character. Two different guys. Those are two different people. They're
right, that's true.
Two
I don't know who that is.
I don't know strange.
You never know what you'll get next from Brendan. That makes him all that much more notable, thriving in an industry that is increasingly up against the drive of a new digital world.
Not me, dude. I love AM.
Yes.
I love AM radio.
Are you cheerleading behind
me? Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. See, me and Carter Verhaeghe, samesies, dude.
Okay, no, not the same.
Doubted? But we triumph. Thanks, of course, to Riz McGiz.
Why we doubted? What?
What?
You're the Rizzler. I'm proud of you, dude.
How did I get caught in this?
What do you mean?
Well,
I thought I was just doing a radio show with some friends,
yeah.
And I get caught up in...
Well, it's Leroy.
Like,
it's not.
You go out of your way to make me mad.
Yeah. Mm. No, I don't go out of my way. That's not fair.
No, because it's not that hard.
I don't feel, no, I don't feel like I make you mad. I think you like it.
No really? Mention of old Frog Boy, huh?
No, I'm sorry.
All right, new times.
I apologize.
All right, new times.
Hey, listen, that happened to me. But Zaslo would get the award. You know, they never mentioned old Tobes.
So you just won the same award that Zaslo won?
Well, I've won this three times.
Oh, three times, dude.
He's got. But it's still the same award Zaslo won.
Well,
yes,
good.
Three times as many.
It's a good show.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Should we get you three rings?
Mm. Well, I'm proud of you,
Tobes. I'll just take one sub.
Best college
one
football.
Sub.
I'll just take one sub.
We can beat him.
We think
feed him in food.
Oh, man. Cats are champions, dude. This is crazy.
Awesome.
This is crazy.
We did it.
Last night, like, just soaking all that in, the celebrations on the couch.
Can
was
I
so
just
cool.
tell? No.
It's
I,
like, it's such a relief. And you feel crashed out and then back high again after, like, all these things. You're just going through these wave of emotions because you're so tense during the game.
Yeah.
And then it, like, you know, when Leroy, how good is it when they have the puck up against the board? In the countdown. Oh,
they did that. God. Wait, did they do that? They did that another game when it was 4-3.
Yeah.
They held it up like for like a half a minute. I'm like, holy smokes. They won't let it go.
Yeah, if it gets down to that last 30 seconds and the
don't they sometimes blow the whistle, though, when it's held too long, like in wrestling?
I don't know. Not last night.
No, not last night. But I thought at some point they were going to do
Yeah, I don't think you can cheat skis it. There was one where like Edvin Rodriguez tried to sit on the puck for like a good. They're like, I'm like, hey, that's a heads up vet play right there. He's just sitting on that puck. He's like, did it make me get up?
Can't hit you with the stick.
Miami New Times best Marlins player Luis Arraez.
He's not a Marlin anymore.
Well, you know. Slim Pickens.
What am I really gonna do here?
Slim Pickens for the old fish. But it's been fun, man. This has been a fun day so far. Whoever we heard from, Marcos.
For me, it's been a fun year.
Yeah.
Because I've been riding this wave all year. Right? No, it hasn't really been up and down. Right? Like, there's been some moments.
Yeah, they really only had that one stinker of, like, 3 weeks.
And nobody,
and a lot of guys were hurt.
The message was pretty consistent. Paul Maurice said, I know where we are. I know where we are. Don't worry. We'll be fine.
You know
I know where we are.
We need to have Brooks Koepka with Aaron Ekblad with the parking cone and the Stanley Cup.
Yeah.
You know he was yelling that at that first goal last night.
Oh. Ekblad! Where is he?
Where's Koepka?
He was there, right?
No, I was trying to think of a tournament.
Hmm. Oh, I don't know. I don't know. Live. Didn't John Rahm, like, freak out this weekend?
John Rahm flipped out over a drone.
Don't they have DJ music? Like, that's what got them?
A drone buzzer.
That's what got them, huh?
Like, sometimes, man, when you're in a bad place and you're not golfing well, everything gets to you.
Yeah.
And it's funny that the good golfers, it never bothers. Like, Bryson DeChambeau was raising the roof when he won the U.S. Open, right? Didn't bother him.
Yep.
Did you see how Jimmy Butler won Best Glow Up on Media Day?
He won for what?
For his emo look.
Oh, for Miami New Times.
Yeah.
Oh,
sorry.
Oh, yes.
But that was 2 years ago.
No, what?
Yes, no. It was 2 years ago.
Technically, it was 2023.
No, what
it
mean?
Was definitely last
the,
year.
The Goth?
It wasn't last year.
Yeah, the Goth was
yeah,
last
was.
Year.
Yeah, because he got the member in the
year
middle
before
of the
was the Dreads.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was Dreads, and then it was
no
Goth.
With the piercings.
That wasn't last year.
That was this year.
Yeah, oh. Yeah.
That was, who knows what it'll be this year? This year, I think he's just going to make Neymar go for him.
Ooh,
that'd be kind of funny.
Jimmy Butler's next for he's like for my non-extension year.
Oh yes,
Neymar's filling in for me.
If you like, listen, if you don't want to fully commit to me, I'm not going to fully commit to you, Neymar.
He loves Neymar. They need like a reality show together.
A bit of a bad influence.
This Neymar is taking him gambling.
Yeah. Also,
at least he won.
Hasn't won at all. I don't know, Neymar.
Neymar's like, he goes, how about this? He goes, you want to go to a high-stakes poker game?
Want to ruin Dan Blazarian's day?
Want to make a douche from Instagram really upset?
Yeah.
He solid. Goes, you got to sit next to an annoying boxer, though.
Oh,
unfortunately.
So annoying.
You got to sit next to Ryan Garcia.
It was bad, that bad?
So he was annoying, really annoying, dude. Yeah.
Yeah, really.
Well, I mean, he's like, who do you play for now? Who do you expect? What did you expect?
I don't know.
I don't know what, like, they keep expecting from
I don't
him.
Know what to expect, because now I'm seeing stuff that's saying his tests were negative. I don't know what to believe anymore. Nah, you know what? I give
I'm
up.
I'm actually rats off a ship on that whole thing.
I give up.
Who says the tests were negative?
There was, like, I guess his tests were, his urine tests were negative. I guess, you know, so I don't know. Who knows? I was too busy snorting cats last night.
Yeah.
Take a break. Mix things up coming up next.
Let's do it.
Coyotes team. I want him to just go to an empty Coyotes practice facility that's deserted.
Wow.
With rats. There's not even ice there. Mm. And I just want him to sit there if he doesn't get his bleep together. I don't know what it is, but Carter Verhaeghe, you're on notice.
What?
Because I want him to take a one-way ticket to Coyoteville, and they don't even exist anymore.
Verhaeghe, far side of the ice, down to the corner. Verhaeghe works the end boards then, has it in the trapezoid. Rodriguez near side, the power play's over. Shot, tip, they score! Rodriguez got it on net! It was tipped out in front, and the Panthers have the first one! Here in game 7, 15:33 to go in the first, and the Panthers are on the board! It was Carter Verhaeghe in front getting a stick on it!
No, I don't think you got me correctly here. I'm not sending him to the new Coyotes team. I want him to just go to an empty Coyotes practice facility that's deserted.
Wow.
With rats. There's not even ice there. Mm. And I just want him to sit there if he doesn't get his bleep together.
Answer for your crimes, dude.
Well, I think my caveat was there at the end. Was it not if he gets his if he doesn't get his bleep together, which he did. Ergo, no Yotesville. That's my guy, Swaggy.
Always choosing the words.
Swaggy.
You're the worst. You're
the worst. Panthers champions.
Champions, dude.
Let's mix it up, huh? What do we got?
Let's mix this puppy up.
It's that time of day, dude. We got to do some bits. The Mixed Bag is brought to you by Broward Health. Well, into your future.
All right, let's start at the most important story yesterday.
What was that?
J.J. Redick signed.
I'm kidding.
No, we're going to avoid anything.
Can I just say, I say one thing about him.
Yes.
Just one word, because I'll get more into him. This is a cat's day.
Yeah, of course.
Smug.
Oh.
Wow. Smug.
Okay.
Cannot root against him harder.
Okay,
smug.
So you admit you have something against him now.
I didn't think that I did because it wasn't.
You didn't think.
I didn't think that I did. It was just enough of him already. But now I know he's the Lakers coach, so it's going to be shoved down our throats.
Totally enough of him now.
Just Leroy, you would agree?
Smug. No, I don't agree. I don't care what you said.
Why?
No, I don't agree.
Smug.
I don't agree. No, you're not.
Smug.
Listen,
tough crowd.
You're out there on that little bitty break.
JFig, would you?
We're both big people. We both can't be on that break.
JFig. JJ Redick. Smug, right?
You're not getting me on this.
He's a little smug, though.
Don't bring fat ass Marcos.
Oh, wow.
If I can't go, he can't go.
I can't fit on that boat.
I'm sorry, Marcos.
You're sorry now.
I mean, the only person that, listen, in your life that could probably get on there with you is Sophie.
I can tell you one thing, dude. Marcos was happy last night because I went out there at like 1 a.m.
Yeah.
Tree fries were getting after it yesterday. I was like, whoa. Oh, what do we got in the mixed bag, dude?
We have sounds from last night.
Mm. Oh.
Starting off our mixed bag, we are going to borrow a little audio from our friend Zachary Krantz. That is Krantz's Corner. You can find this audio and video available on all platforms, including YouTube. Billy Lindsay was on the show. He talks about a roller coaster ride to the cup and also apologizes to Doug Plagans.
You're up 3-0. You expect everything. Didn't have any nerves for 4 or 5. They started to creep into game 6. After losing game 6, I couldn't eat, couldn't sleep. Waiting for that game to come. It was the nerves that were going through my body. I hadn't experienced since we played Pittsburgh in game 7 in the Eastern Conference Finals in 96. Because it came down to a moment for this Panther franchise that it was going to be the ultimate euphoria, or maybe something that you'll never recover from.
Right.
That was the extreme. There was no in the middle. Right? It was going to be the biggest gut punch that you've ever felt. We're going back to World War II.
Right.
And there were 6 teams, 1942, on the verge of that kind of collapse. But this team comes out and played so hard. And Game 7s have a different feel. So for this franchise, this fan base, for myself that's went through it all, that team specifically, the players had to do it. And they were able to come through in the most pressure-packed situation, and up and down that lineup, every single one of those players played the game of their lives, and I could not be more excited or more thrilled. I probably broke every broadcasting rule at the end of the game. I owe Doug Plagans an apology. I was screaming and yelling, and I forgot all about decorum and what you're supposed to do as a broadcaster calling the Stanley Cup. So besides all of that, it's just a phenomenal feeling, and what a great thing for all of South Florida and our fan base.
Man, look, I'm happy for him. Broadcasting.
You etiquette. Apologize to no one.
Broadcasting etiquette out the window, dude. Like
you
that,
apologize.
I thought
to
that.
No
honest, one. I thought that honestly made it. I thought his
sure.
emotions like that.
Yeah, that's what I heard it. For the final seconds, I was in the car and I heard that live, and it really echoed the same sentiments as I was feeling. Just a little bit more, you know, out there.
Yeah, it's real.
I love it. I love that. It just,
I couldn't
it,
tell whether he snubbed his toe or the Panthers won.
Here's some cojones, boys.
I love that, man. Shout out to Billy.
And can I just tell you, there's something to be said about going game and having the extremes be so far apart, right?
Yeah.
Either going to win your first championship, or you're going to do something that hasn't been done since the 1940s. So there is no in between. And that is the epitome of you either do or you don't. You're going to be the laughingstock of hockey if you don't. Right? And so for them guys to go out there and not just, look, sometimes you can get by with winning. No, they won that game. If there was any question, they went out and won that game. They beat them up. They were exhausted at the end of the game. Edmonton was exhausted.
Dead.
Dead. And that's what the Pens have done all year. And so, yeah, they went out and won the game. It wasn't an accident. It wasn't bad calls. It wasn't. No. That game was won by the players on the ice. And to just think, I can't think of a time in life, right, where the extremes for success and failure were so far apart.
Yep.
Now, nobody's ever had to deal with that. I'm talking about just in regular day life. Right? If you go and take $100, your last $100, go put it on red, black. The worst case scenario is you lose $100. Their worst case scenario is they're going to owe $100. Right? It was so extreme. I've never, kudos to them, because I've never experienced that. I don't think any of us ever experienced the two extremes of success or failure that those guys had to deal with last night. And just to shrug it off and say, it was just another game. That in itself should show you and should show fans the type of individual you have on that team.
I also like, though, because they were honest about in the post came out there, they were like, yeah, we got it. We were trying too hard. We were cheating ourselves. Evan Rodriguez was talking about the getting of the cup. It really took us getting even before we could relax and not overthink and overplay and be themselves. you know, Bob spoke to that too about the adversity they faced. So that was really cool. Check out the rest of Zach Krantz's interview, Krantz's Corner, on our YouTube page, Miami 560 WQAM. What else we got, Marcos?
Ray Ferraro works with ESPN.
Ferraro.
Former ice hockey player, current broadcaster. He discusses how impressive the Cats' run was.
So impressive. I mean, it's impressive any time. Of course, every year we see a Stanley Cup champion. But to see the way that they rebuilt their image, what they became, how they could always touch back on it, what they believed in, and it was not easy to come out here tonight after getting your lunch handed to you three straight nights and have one chance to win. But they were almost perfect tonight. I was so impressed with the way this series played itself out. The Oilers did themselves more than proud, but the Panthers, I'd say from the new year, have been the best team, and the best team won the Stanley Cup this year.
There you go. Ready for our ESPN. Great glasses.
Hey, is that the worst thing somebody could say about you?
Hand your lunch to him.
You got your lunch handed to you, right? Right, you know, that's old school right there.
Yeah,
don't go out there and get your lunch handed to you.
What would you rather? Someone you get your lunch handed to you, or someone cleans your clock?
No, like, cleans your clock means you tweet it.
What is like? Is that when you get like? I don't know.
Concussed.
Lunch handed to you?
No, I know what clean. When you get your clock clean.
What the hell is lunch handed to you mean?
You know.
It feels like a pleasant thing.
It's always been as a kid. It's always been the same.
I've heard of taking your lunch money.
No,
yeah. Oh,
it's been having your lunch handed to you.
Does that?
I don't. I like.
Does that mean I'm?
I think it means given to you.
Give it to you. Okay, I feel you. Yeah, like we gave.
Hand you your lunch, dude.
But I've heard that my whole career.
Leroy handed me my lunch today.
You cut the crust off the sandwich.
Really nice of you.
Give us one more, Marcos.
Alrighty, I have a post game here, ESPN on ABC, from newly inserted during this game. Probably going to end his career on this. Kyle Okposo. This was his post game on ESPN following the win.
Kyle, you're 36 years old, more than 1,000 games in this league. You're now a Stanley Cup champion. What's the most gratifying part about it?
I don't know. It's just, what an experience. What a moment with these guys. You know, I kind of took a leap of faith 3.5 months ago, and this is what it was for right here. Like, I wanted a chance to win. And these guys, I mean, they're just an incredible bunch. And we did everything. We did everything to win. We did it the hard way. We did it our way. And I'm so proud of all these guys.
You say the hard way. How nervy did it get for you guys?
Today was probably the least nervous that we've been as a group in the last week and a half. We went up 3-0. You start to think about the end result and stop thinking about the process a little bit. And I think we got caught up in that. Once we lost game 5 at home, it was tough going there. You know, they played a great game 6, but today there's a finality to it, and we finally got to our game, and I think that was a difference tonight.
Matthew told us a story about you and your son this morning. Can you share it with us?
Well, I got a couple, but I mean, I told him, my oldest son is 8 years old, and when I was his age, I was watching the Stanley Cup, and I said, you know, when you're going to be at the game tomorrow, at game 7 of the Stanley Cup, and I was in my driveway rollerblading, wishing I was in the Stanley Cup Finals. How cool is that? So just an incredible moment, and last night, I played one-on-two against my boys, found that boyhood dream again. Just was a phenomenal timeout.
Of
our group and the buy-in. We just have one of the most unselfish teams that I've ever seen, and you know, it's like from Barkey and it's all the way down, and everybody's so happy for the other guy. Everybody wants success for everyone. There's no egos, and you know, there's no fluff either. You know, everything's real, and you know, we did it together, and that's the best way.
Congratulations, Kyle.
Thank you.
There you go, Kyle Poso. Wow. With Emily Kaplan yesterday on ABC.
Oh, the foul machine.
Well, I think his son's fixed him. They got him out there in that parking lot in the driveway. They're like, hey, Dad, hey, keep it clean. Keep it clean.
Keep it clean.
Keep it clean, Pops.
Oh, my goodness.
Keep it clean, Pops.
In there for 2 minutes.
Hell of a day. If that is how he ends his career, man, that's a hell of a way to go out. Hell of a way to go out.
Over 1,000 games. I don't see what else he needs to prove at this point.
We will take a break and close things out on the other side. Back after this.
If you're listening.
Florida Panthers Stanley Cup champions. We got a parade coming your way Sunday, 11 a.m. on A1A, Fort Lauderdale Beach. Hockman and Crowder coming up after us. They'll continue the Goosey's parade. What's that?
I was talking to Hawk.
How is he? Is he okay?
In Salina.
Yeah.
He wonders why we don't like him. Let me tell you.
What
he
is
goes,
jeez.
He goes, I said, yeah. He says, you're going to get this finger fixed? And I said, yeah, I'm going to go get it checked, see what's up. And I said, I just got this one fixed, so I'm not a real fan of it, right? Mm-hmm. He goes, that's because you're weak. I said,
oh, who said you were
I
weak?
I said, Salina. Hmm. I go, dude, my thumb is stronger than your leg. What are you talking about? So I'd pick you up right now and rip you like a drumstick and connected to a breast. Just Hawk, you want dark meat or you want the, like, yeah.
Make you like a wishbone, dude.
Yeah.
Like a wishbone. Marcos, how's that Stanley Cup chasing, man?
$22 champagne.
I tried to go help him a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's
almost done, baby.
Almost done, baby. Hey, baby, baby. Hey.
Yeah.
Woo! What a night, man. What
it was
a
awesome
night.
It was awesome. Can I just say, though?
Yep.
Champions.
I just could imagine all of South Florida feeling the angst that I did with like 3 minutes left to go in the game.
Who do you? Who is the lady who called us, JVig, that sent you the video?
Christina.
Christina sent us a video. This is from the Elbow Room earlier. We're here on Miami 560 WQ on YouTube.
Yes. She touched it. Look at that, man. And everyone's being respectful for the most part.
That's really
yes,
cool.
Yes. That's, you
no
know
one's
what?
Badgering
that's
them.
The best thing about this.
Yeah.
These guys are enjoying it, enjoying the championship with the fans, and the fans aren't being jackasses. Ekblad, that's yeah, really yeah. cool.
Ekblad is toasty in that picture.
Dude, they're all toasty. What are you talking about?
Do you not realize how hot it could be?
Wow.
So great to win it at home as well.
Did somebody say, hey, go get Kachuk out of the water. I think he's still in there.
He's still in there for sure.
Kachuk, where are you going? Just backstroking. I'll be back.
Just working on my form.
Dude, is that sweat or just beer all over?
Both.
I think.
No,
both.
I well, no way it can be sweat. Dude, it can't be sweat. That's like 2 hours ago.
I don't know, dude. They've been drinking a lot.
Nice.
They just released the video of them first getting into the locker room. A lot of booze flowing there, too.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I don't think many of them have slept.
All we know is,
we have yet to see a
Lamborghini.
Hmm? Lamborghini, yeah.
What is a
I say Lamborghini.
Lamborghini.
First thing he did was get naked.
He might have, yeah.
Can we watch that video again? That
oh,
great.
Yeah. I
first thing he did was get
again.
Naked.
He was shirtless yeah. very quickly.
Wow.
Like, there's no way he's sweating that much.
Pretty
so
ripped.
He's already.
Giant goggles.
Look at that.
He's got it. He.
Oh, wait. You know who's there?
Hmm?
Vlad.
Vlad was it? Actually, you know what?
Vlad was there.
Vlad did send me a picture that
he
someone,
said he had goggles and everything.
Someone sent him a picture of himself. And was like, hey, oh. Vlad, is this you? I'm sure you can imagine who that someone was. But Vlad right here. I got Vlad next to Paul Maurice. Let's see.
Okay, so he's on.
This is before the game.
He's
this
on the
ice. After the game.
No, they did media on the ice. I don't think they did it in the locker room. So, like, they did scrums on the ice.
Oh, okay.
This is the clearest.
No goggles for him then.
Oh, no, because the alcohol wasn't.
Yeah, no, this is after. As you
it was probably smart. Yesterday. Like, that's a lot of media there in a locker room with a lot
not
of.
Not the direct eye contact.
He is looking at me.
Wait, why Vlad look like?
Vlad's got that loving look.
he got that look.
He's looking at Paul Maurice like he's a champion.
He
dude.
Said no media in the locker room.
He is looking like a...
Yeah. That's it. No media in the locker room.
Mm, yeah, there shouldn't be.
Yeah.
Let him party.
Like, no. Sure. That's see, you know why? Because there's always one idiot that writes, ooh, somebody was so hammered. You know, like, come on. Let them have their fun.
It's also just too many people. I don't think it's a very big locker room.
Yes. Mm. Yeah.
There's also a flood, so.
What? There was a flood.
A flood
yeah.
in the locker room.
Yeah. True.
Vladimir. Oh, you don't want that Deion Sanders situation when he threw the champagne all over. Who's the announcer that he had a beef with?
Scabellis?
No, he played catcher. He did the.
Oh, McCarver.
Yes.
Tim McCarver.
Tim McCarver.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Vlad says that he was mesmerized by Palmer's. How could you not be?
Dude, I'm telling you. He is like the
A rare sight.
If you are hyped up and fired up, he can do one of two things. He can calm you down or get you hyped up. Right? With the same words. Yes. It's amazing.
That's the thing. That was just, you know, like you said, it's the people that made that celebration. It was cool seeing the families together, seeing the Tkachuks together. Yep. You know, it was cool hearing Brady talk about how cool it was to root for his brother. Matthew saying that he can't wait to watch Brady have a chance at it again.
Who does Brady play for?
Ottawa. They suck. He's like, get me out of here.
Did they play Ottawa?
Yeah, they did. Remember they fought.
Remember
Sergei
Grandma?
Sergei punched him right in the face this year. Sergei Bobrovsky punched Brady Tkachuk right in the face.
Didn't Grandma say he did stop fighting?
Yeah. No, the Ottawa matchups this year were fun because there was always shenanigans with too many Tkachuks.
Too many. You can't.
That
too
very
many,
famous picture 5 minute
major. Too many Tkachuks.
Only one Tkachuk per game. Like, you got two Tkachuks, you got brawl.
Man, it was an awesome night. I was like, you know, when Bob hoist that cup, I was just like, man. You think about that dude. I mean, he works so damn hard, you know, all of this, but he's just like, he's so committed to routine and not only just a practice, but the stuff is afterwards. Those, you know, talking about doing those damn trampoline gymnastics, and then you see him have to, you know, get off his ass off the ice in the middle of these crazy scandals. You're like, man, it's like, that's where all that work is worth it. And, I'm just so happy for him. I'm just so happy that he gets this type of ending because, you know, as Leroy and I argue all the time, like, sports can be, you know, full of lack of patience. And maybe if he wasn't with that kind of deal, like, he maybe would have been out on different situations. They tried with the young guys, with old guys, with journeymen. And then finally for these two runs, he's just been absolutely incredible. And then has that performance to cap this thing off was really cool. You know, I thought he got screwed by the voting, but who really cares?
It's He was fourth, though.
It's an ugly ass vote. It's
so
an ugly ass trophy.
Barkov got screwed.
I just thought that Bob deserved it. I don't understand.
I think we all and here's where Sergei's working on a bit of a curve. Because we've seen Sergei when he got here to where he is now, right? And we appreciate the Sergei now more than the people that just watched the Stanley Cup.
Yeah.
You see what I mean?
It's been a ride.
Right.
It's
and
been
so
a journey.
From that standpoint, we understand the importance of Bob. We understand all them damn breakaways that his team has given and put him in those bad spots. Whereas people only look at numbers sometimes.
To the rafters now, though, dude.
Yeah.
72 in the rafters now.
Man, two people cemented their way into the Hall of Fame yesterday with that win.
Oh.
And there's going to be more. I guarantee Tkachuk, Barkov, they'll be there too. But for sure, 100%, yesterday, one-way ticket.
Well, you got to just say, like, to the Panthers organization, because this has been a franchise that's been through a rollercoaster ride of its own because of change of ownership and,
right.
You know, people...
Just not
people
investing
could,
into it.
Yeah, people could, you know, say, hey, hockey was never going to work down here just like they have with them. They have done a steady... You know, job of just making them such a standout organization. Bill Zito deserves so much credit for that. But yeah, so does Vinny Viola. So does everybody in the, you know, the Panthers organization for all the job that they did, the community outreach that they do. You know, and they've gotten to this point. And so it's hard not to just feel awesome for everybody in that organization. They deserve this week. They deserve to dive into the ocean with all the hardware. The parade's going to be amazing. Go to Vegas and celebrate this before the parade.
Oh.
Party your asses off this entire summer because that was, I can't imagine the way they play, how physical it is. It was so brutally hard. You had to come over physical and mental adversity, yet here they are getting to pour beer off the second floor of the Elbow Room. And it is good, dude.
Oh, it is good.
Do you think they're still there?
I don't know. Who knows? Who knows where Lord Stanley resides?
Nothing else is open.
Nah, what do you mean?
Well, maybe, you know, you get a little hungry. Maybe you go to the Cheesecake Factory on Los Olas.
Do you really think?
Wow.
You ain't eating.
They'd do that.
You're not taking the Cheesecake Factory?
You ain't
just no eating?
Yeah, you're going on the run. Somebody's probably like, anybody got any snacks?
Well, they got Quarterdeck right there. The Quarterdeck, we get some boneless?
No, you know they coming out with a bill.
Hmm?
You know they coming out. Now, I want to know, Panthers, please report this. Y'all bring the Stanley Cup. Y'all walking down the strip down there. You go into a restaurant and say, can you make us 40 wings? And they give you a bill.
If you're listening, whoa. Sing it back, whoa.
Florida Panthers, Stanley Cup champions. We got a parade coming your way Sunday, 11 a.m. on A1A, Fort Lauderdale Beach. Hockman and Crowder coming up after us. They'll continue the Goosey's parade. What's that?
I was talking to Hockman.
How is he? Is he okay?
In Salina.
Yeah.
He wonders why we don't like him. Let me tell you.
What
he
goes,
jeez. He goes, I said, yeah. He says, you're going to get this finger fixed? And I said, yeah, I'm going to go get it checked, see what's up. And I said, I just got this one fixed, so I'm not a real fan of it, right? Mm. He goes, that's because you're weak. I said,
who said you were weak?
I said, Solana. Hmm. I go, dude, my thumb is stronger than your leg. What are you talking about? So I'd pick you up right now and rip you like a drumstick and connected to a breast. Just, Hawk, you want dark meat or you want the, like, yeah.
Make you like a wishbone, dude.
Yeah.
Like a wishbone. Marcos, how's that Stanley Cup chasing, man?
Like $22 champagne.
I tried to go help him a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's
almost done, baby.
Almost done, baby. Hey, baby, baby. Hey.
Yeah.
Woo! What a night, man. What a night.
It was awesome. Can I just say, though?
Yep.
Champions.
I just could imagine all of South Florida feeling the angst that I did with like 3 minutes left to go in the game.
Who is the lady who called us, JVig, that sent you the video?
Christina.
Christina sent us a video. This is from the Elbow Room earlier. We're here on Miami 560 WQ on YouTube.
Yes. She touched it. Look at that, man. And everyone's being respectful for the most part.
That's really
cool. Yes. That's, you know what?
No one's badgering.
That's the best thing about this.
Yeah.
These guys are enjoying it. Enjoying the championship with the fans, and the fans aren't being jackasses. That's really cool.
Ekblad is toasty in that picture.
They're all toasty. What are you talking about?
Do you not realize how hot it could be?
Wow.
So great to win it at home as well.
Did somebody say, hey, go get Tkachuk out of the water. I think he's still in there.
He's still in there for sure.
Tkachuk, where are you going? Just backstroking. I'll be back.
Just working on my form.
Dude, is that sweat or just beer all over?
Both.
No way it could be sweat. Dude, it can't be sweat. It's like 2 hours ago.
I don't know, dude. They've been drinking a lot.
Nice.
And they just released the video of them first getting into the locker room. A lot of booze flowing there, too.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I don't think many of them have slept.
All we know is,
we have yet to see a
Lamborghini.
Lamborghini, yeah.
What is it?
I say Lamborghini.
Lamborghini.
First thing he did was get naked.
He might have, yeah.
Can we watch that video again? That
oh, great. Yeah. I bet
first thing he did was get again. Naked.
He was shirtless very quickly.
Wow.
Like, crazy. There's no way he's sweating that much.
Pretty
so
ripped.
He's already.
Giant goggles.
Look at that.
He's got it.
Oh, wait. You know who's there?
Hmm?
Vlad.
Was it? Actually, you know what?
Vlad was there.
Vlad did send me a picture that
he said he had goggles and everything.
Someone sent him a picture of himself and was like, hey, Vlad, is this you? I'm sure you can imagine who that someone was. But Vlad right here. I got Vlad next to Paul Maurice. Let's see.
Okay, so he's on.
This is before the game.
He's
this
on the
ice. After the game.
No, they did media on the ice. I don't think they did it in the locker room. So, like, they did scrums on the ice.
Oh, okay.
This is a clear set.
No goggles for him, then.
Oh, no, because the alcohol wasn't.
Yeah, no, this is after. As you can
it was probably smart. Like, that's a lot of media there in a locker room with a lot
not
of booze.
Not the direct eye contact.
He is looking at me.
Wait, why Vlad looks like...
Vlad's got that loving look.
he got that look.
He's looking at Paul Maurice like he's a champion.
He
dude.
Said no media in the locker room.
He is looking like a...
Yeah. That's it. No media in the locker room.
Mm. Yeah, there shouldn't be.
Yeah.
Let them party.
Like, no. Sure. See, you know why? Because there's always one idiot that writes, ooh, somebody was so hammered. You know, like, come on. Let them have their fun.
It's also just too many people. I don't think it's a very big locker room.
Yes. Mm. Yeah.
There's also a flood, so.
What? There was a flood.
A flood in the locker room.
Yeah. True. Vladimir. Oh, you don't want that Deion Sanders situation when he threw the champagne all over. Who's the announcer that he had a beef with?
Skip Ellis?
No, no, he played catcher. He did the.
Oh, McCarver.
Yes.
Tim McCarver. Yeah. Vlad says that he was mesmerized by Palmer. How could you not be?
Dude, I'm telling you. He is like the.
It was calmest. A rare sight.
If you are hyped up and fired up, he can do one of two things. He can calm you down or get you hyped up. Right?
Or
with the same words.
Juices.
Yes. It's amazing.
That's the thing. That was just, you know, like you said, it's the people that made that celebration. It was cool seeing the families together, seeing the Kachucks together. Yeah. You know, it was cool hearing Brady talk about how cool it was to root for his brother. Matthew saying that he can't wait to watch Brady have a chance at it again.
Who does Brady play for?
Ottawa. They suck. He's like, get me out of here.
Did they play Ottawa?
Yeah, they did. Remember
Sergei grandma?
Sergei punched him right in the face this year. Sergei Bobrovsky punched Brady Kachuk right in the face.
Didn't grandma say he stop fighting?
Yeah. No, the Ottawa matchups this year were fun because there was always shenanigans with too many Kachucks.
Too many. You can't.
In that
too
very
many,
famous picture
5 minute
of the
ground. Major, hey, too many Kachucks.
Only one Kachuk per game. Like, you got two Kachucks, you got brawl.
Man, it was an awesome night. I was like, you know, when Bob hoist that cup, I was just like, man. You think about that dude. I mean, he works so damn hard, you know, all of this, but he's just like, he's so committed to routine and not only just the practice, but the stuff that's afterwards. Those, you know, talking to him about doing those damn trampoline gymnastics, and then you see him have to, you know, get off his ass off the ice in the middle of these crazy scandals. You're like, man, it's like, that's where all that work is worth it. And, I'm just so happy for him. I'm just so happy that he gets this type of ending because, you know, as Leroy and I argue all the time, like, sports can be, you know, full of lack of patience. And maybe if he wasn't with that kind of deal, like, he maybe would have been out on different situations. They tried with young guys, with old guys, with journeymen. And then finally for these two runs, he's just been absolutely incredible. And then has that performance to cap this thing off was really cool. You know, thought he got screwed by the voting, but who really cares?
It's though.
It's an ugly ass vote. It's
so
an ugly ass trophy.
Barkov got screwed.
I just thought that Bob deserved it. I don't understand.
I think we all and here's where Sergei's working on a bit of a curve. Because we've seen Sergei when he got here to where he is now, right? And we appreciate the Sergei now. More than the people that just watched the Stanley Cup.
Yeah.
You see what I mean?
It's been a ride.
Right.
It's and been
so
a journey.
From that standpoint, we understand the importance of Bob. We understand all them damn breakaways that his team has given and put him in those bad spots. Whereas people only look at numbers sometimes.
To the rafters now, though, dude.
Yeah.
72 in the rafters now.
Man, two people cemented their way into the Hall of Fame yesterday with that win.
Oh.
And there's going to be more. I guarantee Kachuk, Barkov, they'll be there too. But for sure, 100%, yesterday, one-way ticket.
Well, you got to just say, like, to the Panthers organization, because this has been a franchise that's been through a rollercoaster ride of its own because of change of ownership and,
right. You
know, people...
Just not
people
investing
could,
into it.
Yeah, people could, you know, say, hey, hockey was never going to work down here just like they have with Lamar. They have done a steady... You know, job of just making them such a standout organization. Bill Zito deserves so much credit for that. But yeah, so does Vinny Viola. So does everybody in the, you know, the Panthers organization for all the job that they did, the community outreach that they do. You know, and they've gotten to this point. And so it's hard not to just feel awesome for everybody in that organization. They deserve this week. They deserve to dive into the ocean with all the hardware. The parade's going to be amazing. Go to Vegas and celebrate this before the parade.
Ugh.
Party your asses off this entire summer because that was, I can't imagine the way they play, how physical it is. It was so brutally hard. You had to come over physical and mental adversity, yet here they are getting to pour beer off the second floor of the Elbow Room. And it is good, dude.
Oh, it is good.
Do you think they're still there?
I don't know. Who knows? Who knows where Lord Stanley resides?
Nothing else is open.
What do you mean?
Well, maybe, you know, you get a little hungry. Maybe you go to the Cheesecake Factory on Las Olas.
Do you really think?
Wow.
You ain't eating.
They'd do that.
You're not taking the Cheesecake Factory?
You ain't
eating. Just no eating?
Yeah, you're going on the run. Somebody's probably like, anybody got any snacks?
Well, they got quarterback right there. The quarterback. Can we get some boneless?
No, they. You know they coming out with a bill.
Hmm?
You know they coming out with. Now, I want to know, Panthers, please report this. Y'all bring the Stanley Cup. Y'all walking down the strip down there. You go into a restaurant and say, can you make us 40 wings? And they give you a bill.
What?
Exactly. You,
no way.
This is Florida, dude.
No way. No.
Yeah, this is Florida.
No, Flannies won't do it. Go to Flannies.
Flannies won't do it. Sure.
Is there a Flannies by the area?
Broward County?
Not, I think.
By the beach. Not down there. Beach, not it's only, it's across
like,
the
it's
bridge.
It's like a little bit further. Yeah,
it's across the bridge. Right on. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. Congrats to the Cats.
An yes!
Awesome night. An awesome night.
And you know what? Shame on you.
Me?
Oh!
Shame me? On you.
Why?
You know
shame
why.
Shame on you for giving yourself a two-way go where you could blast anybody you want.
Worked?
That's why he played well.
Well, you can't say that's not why he played well.
He definitely
yes,
heard
Kyle Aposta. Yes, hold on. Kyle Aposta said his sons inspired him. Who's to say that I didn't inspire Swaggy?
Do you really think that he heard this?
Of course.
Yeah.
This is why I hate you.
Friend of the show?
Why? Like, you're like, wait. Let me, hold on. Let me read you something.
You know what, dude?
Because here's the other. What? This is who you're like. This is you. This is you.
What?
This is, I'm going to tell you exactly who it is. Hey.
Oh, he's reading text messages.
Wow, is he going to pull up a picture?
You guys can thank me.
Oh, okay.
I bet on Edmonton. That's why the Panthers won.
Who did?
Who said that?
Robbie.
In my chat.
Drake.
Look, you all need to be thankful for me. Because I bet right there. What does that say?
Little TTL.
So, he's saying the same crap that you... You can't have it both ways.
Well, mine was specifically mentioned at one person, though, who, and he didn't want to go to Yotesville.
Ah.
Why do you do this to me?
Put him on notice, dude.
Don't do that.
It was a great season.
What it is.
It was a great
but Carter Verhaeghe, you're on notice.
It made worse because we made it to game 7, and Tobin thinks all this season's on him because he put Carter Verhaeghe in check.
That's right.
Really, though, it is on me for being undefeated and returning from Mexico. But I didn't want to say anything because, you know, this is about the team today.
You got back on Friday, you bum.
Well, you know. I there, you know.
That's a point for Leroy.
I was also here.
You
when
see
we
what
lost,
I mean?
We lost game
Wait,
4 and I was
let's here. Let's give credit where credit is due.
Yes,
the Panthers.
I agree.
But to the Panthers. And to me.
To start.
To me. Oh,
mainly to Frog Boy.
To me. And also.
And we did keep you away from Bob this year.
We did. Hey, uh-huh. You can take that, Leroy. Leroy for keeping Bob away. Me for.
Maybe, you know, you can say it was LTL for like 4 years for Bob from you.
No, I quit what that 2 years ago.
I won't bring it up and throw it in your face.
I quit that 2 years ago. You were this way yesterday.
He deserved it.
Okay.
You bring it up what I did 2 years ago?
All right. Congrats to the Cats. We'll continue a week of celebration here on the show. Thanks to all our callers for joining us in the party. And we will talk to you rascals tomorrow.
Yeah!
It's a real!
Because who's going to get past Bob? Like, that's the real question.
Oh! In franchise history!
Yeah!
It's easy.
Here's some cojones, boys!
This is a monumental moment in my life!
Oh, my God!
2-1 filthy.
Uh-huh! We crossed the finish line, buddy. We crossed it.
Hope you mother have a good day.